Okay, I don't see the sending school yet, but if we want to go ahead and begin, I'll let you make that decision, Johanna, whenever we want to
Okay.
start. And just whenever you're ready, let me know and we'll get the live feed going and then we can go ahead and convene the meeting.
Okay. Is everybody ready? Stover, Dr. Scott, ready? Okay. Thumbs up. All right. Carla, you ready?
We'll get the live feed going and then we'll let you know.
Okay.
Kelsey, if you could get that set up. We are live, Johanna.
Okay. Very good. Good morning to everyone. It's September the 29th, 2020, approximately 9:04 a.m. And I'm calling this meeting of the State Executive Committee to order. We have a quorum present. We have agenda before us, and we're going to be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and Contest Rules today. We have minutes to approve. We have two meetings, September the 8th and September the 9th, 2020, that we need to approve. Do I hear a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Mr. Dover, do I hear a second?
I second.
Dr. Scott, second. All in favor, if you'll raise your right hand. Okay, that's unanimous. Before we begin the actual hearings, I'd like for the members of the committee to introduce themselves, and Dr. Scott will begin with you, followed by Mr. Dover.
Okay. Marshall Scott, Superintendent, Bay City ISD.
Gary and Dover, Superintendent, Meadow ISD.
Carla Vogel, Superintendent, Dickinson ISD.
Thank you. And I'm Johanna Denson. I'm a retired athletic administrator. And staff, if you will introduce yourself also.
Charles Broad, UIL staff.
Susan Elza, UIL staff.
Daryl Beasley, UIL staff.
Caroline Walls, UIL staff.
Logan Lawrence, UIL staff.
All right, thank you very much. Before we begin our hearings, we will need to swear everyone in. So if you have any potential to testify in this first hearing, if you will unmute your device and raise your right hand, and Caroline will swear you in. And the answer you will say will be, I will. Okay. Make sure you unmute your device. Raise your right hand.
Great.
Okay. And Caroline will swear you in.
We'll make sure we get everybody in. Okay, perfect.
You bet.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. And as we go through this process, if you will mute your device unless you're actually speaking, it will cut down on any background noise and make it easier for everyone to hear. All right. Our first case is AA, Chilton High School, Appeal of District 10-2A, Division 2, Executive Committee Decision Regarding Eligibility of a Student Athlete, Section 443, Changing Schools for Athletic Purposes. Mr. Beasley, please. You're muted. Thank you.
DEC 10-2A, Division 2, met on September 3rd, 2020, and ruled that Jamarion Benjamin moved from Marlin High School to Chilton High School for athletic purposes with the vote of 5-0. Items number 2 and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and item number 1 was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right, thank you, Mr. Beasley. As we begin this process, family, I would ask that when you speak, if you will first identify yourself and then speak or answer the question. We're going to start with some questions and give you an opportunity to share some information with us. And then we'll move into asking questions to other people that are involved in this case. The last group that we'll speak to will be the family again. So you'll begin the process and you'll end the process. It'll give you that opportunity to hear all the information that's being presented and then clarify or correct any information that you might have heard that you felt was incorrectly stated or there might have been an error. So if we're going to begin this process, and I want you to be comfortable and answer the questions as we ask them and be very concise and very clear. I know this is an unusual format, but we're going to work through this and see if we can get some answers. First of all, let me, if you'll go ahead and introduce yourself so I can see who I'm actually working with this morning.
Hi, yes, my name is LaHazel Davis, and I'm the mother of Jamari and Benjamin.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Who else do we have with you?
I'm Jamari and Benjamin.
Okay.
Benjamin.
Good morning.
Hi, Jamari and Benjamin's stepfather.
Okay, very good then. Thank you for that. We'll start with you, Mom. Is it okay if I call you Mom?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good then. I would like to know, first of all, were you invited to attend, you and your son and stepfather? Were y'all invited to attend the DEC meeting? Did you receive notification?
Yes, ma'am.
And you chose not to attend?
The DEC meeting.
That's this meeting, right?
The meeting prior to this meeting. Were you invited to attend a meeting prior to this? No, you were not. Okay, so you did not receive any notification then.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's all right, because they give you an opportunity now to share your information. So we, like I said, we have some questions. First of all, how long did you live in Marlin?
I've lived in Marlin since 2017, 16.
Okay, and where did you live prior to that?
I lived in Austin, McCallum. I went to McCallum High School. I lived on 1212 Horry Street in Austin.
Okay. And so, but you lived in Marlin since 2016.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. When did you decide to relocate to Chilton? At what time?
Well, I attempted back in, I believe my kids were in, I know my daughter was in the second grade. We attempted to move to Chilton because we were having so many problems. So we wanted a better education. But we had so many problems where we couldn't afford to live in Chilton. So we were forced to move back to Marlin.
Okay. And the distance between Marlin and Chilton is about how many miles?
About 10 miles, maybe.
Okay. About 10. All right. So what made you decide to move now? You said you had some problems with the school system. And what problems were those?
Yes, ma'am. Like, say, for instance, like, I have a seventh grader currently now that does not have any ability of cursive writing. Like, I have basically been working on cursive writing with my seventh grader, my own self.
Okay.
Even though, you know, she should have been taught in the past, but I've been having so much trouble with the school district in Marlin where I have been trying to attempt to teach her myself.
Okay, what about Jamarian? Did you have some problems education-wise with Jamarian while he was there?
Yes, ma'am. Also, it's a lot of distractions based on the school in Marlin, where our grades were falling very, very fast in Marlin from a lot of distractions. We were having complications where we're having problems with paying attention and all different types of stuff. And we're like, paperwork was given and we didn't have like a better explanation on how to do the paperwork. If that makes sense to you.
Okay, are you talking about homework?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Homework in general.
Okay. Jamarian, do you have any difficulties with athletics?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you got along well with the coaches?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Okay, you hesitated there for a minute, so you want to explain that? Something came across your mind.
I was making sure I knew what you said before I spoke.
Okay. All right. I was just asking if you had any difficulty with the program or the coaches.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was that a yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Then we got that worked out then. When you decided to move to Chilton, Mom, who did you contact in Chilton ISD prior to moving?
Well, I contacted the principal to see if we were going to be able to be accepted over here when we moved. So I didn't want to make a big move and then we weren't able to be able to put our children into school. So we made the big move first and then we contacted the school district to see if we would be accepted.
Okay, when you say accepted, does that mean as in terms of transferring?
Yes, ma'am, accepted into the school district because okay. We were coming over from Marlin.
Okay, all right. This is prior to you moving or you had already moved?
This is prior to we're moving over here.
Okay, so you were asking to transfer, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you were going to stay in Marlin
And no, ma'am. I moved to Chilton. We actually have an address here in Chilton. Is 101 County Road 4006.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When did you enroll at Chilton? When did you enroll Jamarian into Chilton ISD?
At the end of last year and the beginning of this year. Let's see. Back in, do you remember the date? I don't
remember. Okay. Was it during the summer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you you withdrew him from?
I believe it was sometime in June. Yes, ma'am.
So you enrolled in June?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you withdrew the paperwork that I have, and I'm a little confused on this, so I need you to help me discern the difference here. It says here that you enrolled in Chilton in June the 30th, and that you withdrew from Marlin, on the 19th of August. So were you enrolled in two schools at the same time?
We was in the process of taking them out of school. Taking him out of Marlin and put him into Chilton.
Okay, so you withdrew then. You enrolled in Chilton prior to withdrawing from Marlin.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so your mind, you'd already decided that you were going to move no matter what, basically. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am,
because now, we've been trying over the years to get a better education because, like I said, I've been having trouble with my kids' learning abilities over there in Marlin, so it took us about 5 to 6 years to basically actually to be able, well, we actually have help to move over here. I wasn't able to do it on my own because I really couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. But now I took the opportunity because I had a little bit of help. So we kind of just latched on to that help and took that opportunity to get out of there so we can try to get the kids a better education.
Who's helping you with that move?
I have family members, my father, brothers and sisters.
Okay. And currently the residence that you live, are you the only, you and your family are the only ones that live at that residence, or do you live with someone? Say it again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I, as well as my children.
Okay. And you have two children, Jamarian and a daughter?
I have three children.
Okay. How old is the other child?
I have a 4-year-old daughter.
Okay. Elementary age then. All right. When you visited with the principal, and you said you visited also with the superintendent, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was their protocol or what process did they say you needed to go through in order for Jamarian to be accepted at Chilton?
We had to go through the process of paperwork, basically.
What they talk, did they say anything about his eligibility? Did they explain his eligibility?
Not really. No, ma'am. But I do know that Jamarian is from Marlin. He's missing 2 credits. Over here, and I've been trying to work on that for quite a while here. And once we got over here, it seems like it was an eye opener because we're basically able to work now forward at those credits and earning those credits.
Okay.
We're now in a position where we can
improve
in order to get those credits.
Okay. And Mom, you said you spoke to the superintendent and the principal. There's a process that we go through as far as eligibility of athletes when they change schools. Who explained that to you? Was it the superintendent or was it the principal? Because if you didn't live in the district, then if he was a transfer student, then it would be a different situation. So who explained that transfer policy to you or the requirements for eligibility to you?
That would be the superintendent.
Okay, and did you contact him?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, had you or your son or his stepfather, have y'all visited with the coach prior to the move?
No, ma'am, not at all.
Okay, Jamarian, did you play any sports like 707 or anything with the any of the athletes from Chilton?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I know you're in close proximity with each other, and we're talking about, like you said, maybe 10 or 12 minutes between Marlin and Chilton. Do you have any friends that are attending school at Chilton?
No, ma'am.
You don't know anybody there?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. The lease, I noticed that you enrolled on the 30th. I mean, that you enrolled, on 30th of June, and you withdrew on the 19th of August, which is a little unusual. You signed your lease on the 21st. of August. So how are you, how did you locate housing? Did someone help you with that, or how did you find housing?
I had help with my family members. Like I said, I apologize about that, but we were in desperate need to move to get the kids a better education. And like I said, it was an opportunity to take, and it was like a last minute thing. We needed a house desperately, but we wasn't able to find a house, but we had family members to go out and say, well, hey, we found this house, you know, and say, it's okay for y'all to go ahead and move. And I was like, you know, we got to take that opportunity because, I mean, that's the only way we're going to get our kids a better education. So we grasped onto it and we took that opportunity.
Jamarian, how long have you played football or basketball at Marlin? How many years have you been on the team?
Ever since I was young.
Okay, in the high school, what grade are you in right now?
11th.
You're 11th grader. And so you've played for Marlin for the past 2 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for the past 2 years. All right. I still want to go back to the conversation you had with the superintendent. And I have some documentation said that at first you just wanted to transfer to Chilton. Is that correct?
My only reason for transferring to Chilton is for educational purposes.
Okay. But initially you were not planning on moving. If you could have just transferred Jamarian without moving, was that your first plan of action?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you'd always planned to move?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when you enrolled on the 30th of June, you'd already planned to move, but you didn't have any housing at that point?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So where were you going to live?
With my father, a family member.
A family member. Okay. So at that point, you'd already enrolled and you'd already made arrangements to live with the family. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Committee members, do you have any questions for the family at this time?
No, ma'am. To be honest, we were already living in the house here with a family member, but it was just not too much room. So we just tried to get another house so everybody would be comfortable.
Okay. And all those bills are in your name? Are your husband saying?
No, ma'am.
Okay, the house that you live now?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. The bills are in my name. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good then. I don't mean to confuse you with that, just trying to get some information. Committee members, any questions at this time for the family?
No, ma'am.
Anyone? Committee? No? Okay. Family, we're going to ask, have some other questions for you a little bit later, and we have some questions for other members. If you will just kind of hold tight, let us ask those questions. Listen very tentatively because there might be some answers that you need to correct or provide some additional information, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, hold tight there. All right, I'd like to visit with the Marlin representatives. Are they in the waiting room?
We do not have any representatives from Marlin on the call at this time.
Okay, very good then. Do we have the coach and superintendent from Chilton?
Yes,
we are here.
Direct the head football coach.
Okay.
Brandon Hufford, superintendent.
Okay, very good then. All right, I just have, generally we don't ask questions for the receiving school, but I need some clarification here. I know that the parents have approached you about moving their child to Chilton, and this is for the superintendent. And you had a conversation with a parent. Would you share with me what that conversation involved, what information that you shared with them about moving to Chilton from Marlin?
Definitely. My initial impression, and I guess I was wrong, was that they intended to transfer into Chilton on our first conversation. Discussing academic records and all that kind of stuff, we were concerned because JB was credit deficient. He was missing biology and chemistry. And so in that initial discussion, we were not gonna grant transfer acceptance just because of credit deficiencies on his transcript. And after that conversation, well, they kind of mentioned that they would move in with father so that he could attend because they really wanted their kids in Chilton ISD. And so that's kind of the basis of that initial conversation. It was kind of our first conversation. We were on the COVID, and they just requested information on transferring into Chilton. And so I gave them that initial information as it related to that.
Okay. And the conversation, when did you find out that he was an athlete? During that conversation?
Probably so. We just discussed, you know, kind of what do you do? What are your plans? You know, just the whole kind of general get to know them, ask them about siblings and just that whole situation. So I'm pretty sure it came up during that conversation, you know, because we always talk about college plans and, you know, look at transcripts and, you know, see what their future intentions are.
Sure. And Mr. Hubbard, mm-hmm. there was a conversation also that in documentation that we received that referred to some emails and about that during that time, you have said that you had mentioned to the family that there would be an eligibility issue, the eligibility issue being that if they were transfer students.
Right. And anybody who transfers in, we have that discussion with. It's just our general, you know, general rule. If they're an athlete, you know, you'll lose a year eligibility, blah, blah, blah. Just that whole gamut of things.
And at that time, did you tell them if they moved into the district that it's possible that he would have an opportunity to be eligible?
They did say that they would like to move into the district because they wanted their kids in Chilton. And we discussed, you know, if you move in, then you'll have the rights of every other Chilton ISD student.
Okay. When you did the home visit, is that correct?
I did.
Okay. Well, who was with you on that home visit?
I went by myself, actually.
Okay. And who are they living with?
When I did the home visit, they weren't living with anybody. They were in their new duplex.
Okay.
I didn't visit till probably August-ish.
Okay. I just have a question concerning the enrollment. And mm-hmm. I find it a little unusual that you would enroll someone in June and they have not withdrawn from their school until later.
I'm not sure where that June date comes from. According to our T-Rex, mm-hmm. we didn't receive records from Marlin ISD until August 26th. Okay. And so I'm not sure kind of where those dates come from or how they interact. They did tell us they were moving in. They did say they were moving with their grandfather. And so, you know, we said, okay, just provide us whatever documentation you need before the first day of school.
Okay. So they, you didn't have any withdrawal papers. I'm reading this from his previous athletic participation form.
We received our records from Marlin on August 26th of 20. That's okay. When the records came in from Marlin.
Okay. But he was already enrolled at that point.
He was enrolled in Chilton ISD.
Okay.
Because they said they were moving into the district. Right.
Okay. But they had not at that time moved.
At what time?
In June.
In June? Mm-hmm. I don't know that he was enrolled in June.
Well, I'm basing this off, Mr. Herber, I'm basing this off of his previous athletic participation document.
But in June and July, though, in those 2 months, we were actually living in Chilton with a family member.
Okay. If you'll just save your response and you can correct it when we get back to you at the end, okay? All right, that'll save us some interruptions. So obviously mom has answered that question for you where they were living, but we're going to wait on those answers. Was there any conversation, Coach, and we're talking about Chilton here, was there any conversation with the Marlin coach, Coach Hayes, about the young man moving into Chilton?
I sent documentation between the text message between Coach Haynes and myself mm-hmm. To you guys for all three cases. but I didn't receive notification that the guys was moving or anything like that from Coach Haynes until like maybe late July. He wrote me a text message and asked if, you know, if some of their guys, he heard some of their guys were moving over here to Chilton. And at that time I told him three guys had enrolled.
Okay. Do you think that is a little unusual? I mean, I read the text messages, they were a little vague, but you did respond back. Do you find it a little unusual that you have three athletes that are moving into your school system?
Well, to be honest, looking at the situation that Marlin has with them possibly being shut down every year, not being accredited with one of the athletes, I didn't know that he was already enrolled in Chilton since.
Well, February. Let's talk about Jamarian right now. Yeah, let's talk about him. Okay.
I thought it was kind of like, wow, this guy's coming over here. Being a coach in the surrounding area, you keep up with all the athletes, you read the papers and things like that. But the reasons of why they moved, I don't know why the family moved. I imagine it was because of academic reasons. You know,
did Mr. Hubbard not have that conversation with you after he visited with the family, Jamarian and his mom?
I didn't know that Jamarian was possibly coming. We always get rumors. I mean, we're in between Mart and Bremont. I mean, those are big athletic schools. So, you know, if anybody was leaving Marlin for athletic purposes, I wouldn't think they would be coming here for so. So, you know, to see or to hear that, you know, they were possibly coming over here was like, wow. And so, yeah, it was unusual.
I read the text messages and they were just pretty matter of fact. When you have students that move in from other school districts, do you pick up the phone and have a conversation with a coach and just kind of get a background on why are they coming? What can you tell me about this athlete?
To be honest, no.
Okay. Is there a reason you don't do that?
I don't do it. Well, in this situation, while those kids moved over here, I didn't want to call. You know, when I talked to the coach over there in Marlin, it was a deal to where, you know, he seemed like he was caught off guard to say that the kids moved, but I didn't want to call and be like, hey, these guys were over here at our practice. What's going on? If you got guys that hasn't showed up to summer workouts and things like that, you as a head coach, you know that. And so I didn't want to call and be like, you know, hey, what's going on over there? That's not
my question, coach. My question is, it's just out of a courtesy where you tend to pick up the phone and say, hey, I've got three of your guys that have just enrolled in my school. And then just trying to find out some background because, you know, sometimes families or athletes move and relocate and the coaches have no idea until after the fact. And that's where, as a coaching community, we help each other out.
Well, as far as getting transfers, what students move in, I normally don't, unless it's about the PAPF and just getting it signed off. We normally don't have anybody come in, you know, as a senior year trying to, you know, come in. And if so, I normally don't. I haven't.
Okay. All right. Did the athlete attend any of the workouts? I mean, what is his status with you right now, Jamarian's status with you? Is he working out with the team?
Yes, ma'am. He's working out with the team. He's on the sub-varsity team, on junior varsity athletics.
Okay. And he started with two-a-days with you?
Yeah, with two-a-days.
Okay. And does he make his own way there, or do you go pick him up, or –
For two-a-days or
practice? Yeah, for two-a-days.
For two-a-days, for what I know, he got his own way here.
Okay.
He, you know, it's not like a deal to where we send out, you know, a bus to pick up kids, anything like that. For what we know, when we check roll, he's in there.
Okay. I was just going by the information I received stating that some of your coaches pick up other players that are visiting family members.
Right.
Places.
So in the two-a-day, in the time of two-a-days, we got to keep in mind that's still summer. So kids
Correct.
Are, you know, maybe visiting grandparents. And in the context of that was in the deck meeting. And in the context of that conversation and that quote right there was, you know, it's still the summertime and most of our kids are staying with, you know, the mom or dad who may have split custody, a grandparent or something like that. We have kids that we have to pick up from a grandparent house or an aunt or uncle's house in Waco or in Robinson, you know, on our way in for the day.
And I understand where you're located. And I do realize that you're surrounded by a lot of independent school districts. I do. Yes. I understand that. Just curious, in the past 6 months, can you tell me how many student athletes have moved into Chilton in the past 6 months? I know these three have.
We have had four on the high school level.
That's including the three?
Yes, ma'am. That's okay. Including the three.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. Committee members, do we have any questions for Coach or Superintendent? Okay. Well, thank you very much. We'll appreciate that. Let's go ahead and go to the district chair at this time.
Caroline? Yes, ma'am. Daryl Stewart from Bremont.
Mr. Stewart, I have a few questions for you. And first of all, have you heard anything today that you did not hear in the VEC meeting?
No, ma'am. I don't believe. I believe it's all been covered.
Okay. And I just want to point out one thing and not to get on to you, but it's not appropriate to go into closed session.
Yes,
during
ma'am.
Your district executive meetings. Yes, and that's ma'am. All I'm going to say about it. But we'll just follow through after that for your next meeting. So just won't do that. Was the mother not contacted to attend the meeting?
I assume that the Chilton would bring them to the meeting.
Okay. But you did not send out anything from your office?
No.
Asking them to be there. Okay. The vote.
No, but I believe, I don't know if Marlon got on, and I don't know what parent it was. She contacted me and said that one of the parents had came and visited with her and asked why that she had not signed off on them. And, she mentioned that they weren't at the meeting, but they were told by Chilton, and I don't know if that's true, that
Well, we can
that
get
they weren't done. Needed to come to the meeting.
I see. Okay. Well, the vote was 5-0, and just if you could just kind of encapsulate why you made that decision, a 5-0 decision.
Chilton didn't vote, of course.
Correct.
I was only one of those five.
Correct.
And I think there were the holes in the dates of when they, you know, when they signed their lease paperwork. And we were told by Mr. Hubbard that these students were told they would not be accepted as transfer students. And the lease paperwork that they had to produce documents showing that they lived in the district before they would be accepted. And then some of the lease documents were signed after the PAPF was done, which was a curiosity to us. The question that was asked about the students being taken from Marlin to football practice or summer workouts. And the reason that I asked that question is that we were contacted by someone that says they were from Chilton, and I don't put too much stock in people that won't tell me who they are. And that person said that the coach was taking them from Marlin to summer workouts. But of course, Coach and Mr. Hubbard testified in that DEC meeting that those students didn't come to summer workouts. So.
In the DEC meeting, was there any conversation about academics and status of Marlin academically? Is there any of that conversation?
There was a little bit. I don't think that everybody in the room knows the status of Marlin. Everybody knew the situation of the academics in Marlin for sure.
Okay.
And I guess the committee felt like those, you know, nothing had changed really since they had enrolled in Marlin. And from the time they enrolled in Marlin until, you know, at this point.
Okay. So let me just recapitulate this. It, basically, you're saying that the discrepancy, the gaps in the timeline was your major indicator that there was a problem as far as moving from Marlin to Chilton.
Is that and if, you know, if the coach had actually picked him up in Marlin and taken him to practice in Chilton, we felt like that was an issue too.
Okay, but we don't know that to be the case.
Well, that's, I mean, that's what he said in the, he said it in the DEC meeting when asked about summer workouts, or he said that those students didn't attend summer workouts, but that they had ridden with a, I guess there's a coach that lives in Marlin, from Marlin to Chilton for football practice during 2 days.
Okay, I appreciate that clarification.
And I may be, Coach James might be able to clarify that differently, but that's the way I understood it in the meeting.
Okay, we'll get that opportunity then. Is there anything that would have made you change your vote today? Anything you heard that would make you reconsider your vote?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate that. I know it's a tough situation to be the district chair and have to speak for other people that are not there, but unfortunately that's your role today. And did you find any evidence of recruiting?
Not necessarily. I think recruiting, when you accuse someone of recruiting, that's an awfully strong charge. And I think a lot of Coach James and I just, that's why I didn't put anything in the paperwork that I sent in, is because I don't think Coach James would do that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your candidness on that, and you're exactly right. You really do have to have some very strong evidence, and based on the information that you sent, once again, I did not see that information that would substantiate recruiting. Committee members, any questions for our district chair? Right. I appreciate your time, and we'll be seeing you again very shortly. Thank you.
Chair Denson, we did have Marlon sign on. Sheila Henderson is here, and I can swear her in if you would like.
That would be great. Thank you, Carolyn.
Ms. Henderson, if you could unmute. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. We were concerned that you got lost somewhere, but we appreciate you being here.
Well, I think I got confused on the time when I was
okay.
sent.
Would you identify yourself for the record?
Sheila Henderson. I'm the assistant. I'm the athletic director and assistant principal at Marlin High School.
Okay. Do you have your head football coach with you also?
Well, I think I just tried to get him on the phone as well. I think we got confused with the time.
Okay.
It's at 10:30, and I, for some reason, I had that stuck in my head, and I was in another meeting. So we do apologize, because we certainly planned on being here.
Well, I appreciate that. When did you become aware of Jamari and Benjamin enrolling in Chilton? When did you become aware that he had left Marlin?
I heard rumors, and I think beginning of August. Okay. I think it's around the beginning of August I started hearing information about it.
Okay. And who completed the previous athletic participation form?
I did, along with my head football coach.
Okay. And you checked items 2 and 6, and we'll begin with item 2. And you heard the response of the district chair that he didn't feel like there was enough information to collaborate a recruiting. What encouraged you to select number 2, a yes?
Well, and I think my coach is not on here to substantiate, but just based on the fact that just information from the kids themselves, you know, so that they were going there for athletic reasons. It was not for academic reasons. They wanted something different, and that the coaches there was going to provide something different from them. The fact that they were getting –
Now, we're talking about Jamari. We're just talking about the one athlete at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So with Jamari, same thing, that he wanted something different in the athletics. And, of course, our program wasn't winning. And, again, I'm new to the area. And so the other thing was the fact that the kids were getting picked up, not sure if they were going to if they were getting picked up for the two-a-days or what they were getting picked up, because a coach in the meeting said that they had cousins of kids and coaches, somebody was bringing them, you know, from that perspective. And I just felt like if the school should have picked up the phone, we reached out, coach reached out by text, got a little bit of information back from the coach. We reached out by email to find out more information about what was going on with the students, which included my superintendent on the email. We never got a response back. And I just felt like the coaches should have called and reached back out when you got three students moving from a school and you don't reach out and ask any information or any more clarifying information. Getting T-Rex reports, you know, that information coming from our school to their school. Some of the kids, one of the, I don't think it was Jamarian. I can't remember because I don't want to get them all confused. Mm-hmm. But when they were actually starting at Chilton versus being here at Marlin. So I think, you know, the coach was owed that conversation mm-hmm. and a response.
We discussed that, Ms. Henderson. I don't mean to cut you off, but okay. We did discuss that
I'm
with
sorry,
the coach.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
And that conversation is about just a common courtesy. Yeah. Y'all are so close to each other. There's so many ISDs that are in conjunction with each other there that it's just common courtesy when you have students move from one to the other. Were there any problems with Jamarian? Was there any problems with him in the athletic program at Marlin? I know you're new to the area, but.
I don't think there were any problems, and I wish Coach was on here, but I don't think there were any problems. I think he would have kept them and welcomed them back.
Yes, can you hear me?
Part of the program. Oh, he's there now.
You need to be
okay,
sworn in. Wait,
let him swear you in.
We have to swear you
okay.
in.
Okay.
Caroline,
okay.
Could you help us,
Coach,
please?
If you're able to raise a right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Would you identify yourself, please, for the record?
I'm David Haynes. I'm the head football coach in Marlin.
Okay. I appreciate you joining us. Your athletic director was sharing some information that y'all had conversation about filling out the previous athletic participation form and that y'all collaborated on that information. Question I just asked, were there any problems with Jamarian while he was at Marlin?
He was a handful to coach. And I know that we had we played him in some positions where he didn't like the positions that we played him. So he always kind of fought us back as far as letting us coach. It was like hard to coach him.
Okay. Had you have any conversations with the mother during his time at Marlin?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. So even though you were having a difficult time with him, you'd not reached out to the mom?
Well, like I said, this is my second year here at Marlin, okay. And I did meet with mom earlier in the year, like prior to the season, but a lot of his, it was hard to get in contact with his family.
Okay. Have you been by the past, their previous address to make sure that everybody has moved out? Have you been by that address?
I have not. I sent coaches by because a lot of my coaches are from Marlin.
Okay.
And they said that they still look like they live there.
Okay. That there's an appearance of that. Okay.
Yes. Like I said, he didn't physically like see them, but it looks like there's people are still living there.
Okay. Item number 6 on the PAPF was checked that you believe that he changed schools for athletic purposes. What makes you believe that he changed schools for athletic purposes? What predicated that decision?
Just because at Marlin, he was playing a position that I know that he did not want to play. And so moving over there, he's allowed to play the position that he wants to play. I also think that just with he always had a negative attitude, and he's mentioned lots of times that, hey, I'm thinking about moving. I want to move. I don't want to be here. So just to me, that sticks out a lot.
Okay. I appreciate that. Ms. Henderson, do you have anything else that you would like to add? Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Ms. Henderson, you're muted.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Very good then. Thank you for being here. I appreciate that. And sorry for that confusion, but we're glad that you had an opportunity to have to provide testimony. Let's go back to the family members at this time. Committee members, if you have any questions at this time for these two, if you'll let me know. And this is kind of, okay. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
I have a question. I actually have a question.
Go ahead.
Coach, when you said the student said that he doesn't want to be here, was he talking about athletics or the school or both?
I'm assuming athletics because he was not playing. He wanted to be a running back. He wanted to be a running back, and that's all he talked about. He even talked about moving to other places, said that there was a chance he was moving to Waco. And so I think it was athletic reasoning. Like, because he wasn't playing the positions that he wasn't – that he wanted to get to play.
Thank you.
I disagree.
Okay. Mom, this is your opportunity to make your closing remarks and also to correct anything that you feel was not correctly stated. And so we give you that opportunity to do that and then make your final remarks, and then we'll make our decision.
Yes, ma'am. First and foremost, if there were any complications or any problems that came with the athletic program, all the coaches had to do was take the time out to reach out to. I have never met Mr. Haynes or Miss. This is my first time ever seeing him on the laptop here. But if you have reached out to me, if you needed help with Jamarian in any area, all you have to do is reach out to me. But take the time out to let me know, and I'll give you, my undivided attention when it comes to my child. But there was no way of me knowing of any of those, situation or areas going on, in it. But here, let's see, I have a few notes that I have wrote down here.
And let's be very concise, Sam.
Yes, ma'am. Mainly here in, let's say, last year, my sixth grader, when she was in the sixth grade.
Okay, we need to focus on your son. This hearing is about your son.
Okay.
We were not here to address the other children.
Okay, and we have problems here, in educational-wise, with Jamari and his credits. Marlon is rated an F rating, and we have basically a problem with that. Let's see here, in my notes, I don't know if it's making sense to you, but the math average score.
Okay, and we saw the documentation you sent that. We were able to see that. My question, I know you bring up the academics, and your son's been there for a number of years. Why now did you decide to make that move? Mom.
Well, we've actually been trying in the process since the seventh grade. Okay. We've been having trouble financially. So the only reason that we didn't move because we couldn't afford to move here.
Okay, thank you.
And the only reason that we took the opportunity to move now is because we have help financially with family members. And that's the reason we grasp on to the opportunity. I wouldn't be able to move right now, ma'am, because I really can't afford it, but I'm having help right now in order to be over here in this district to try to get my kids a better education.
Okay. So, Mom, why don't you go ahead and make your closing remarks? And
before she do, can I speak on?
He went to school here. My son also went to school here in the seventh grade in Chilton, and the fifth grade.
And before she make a close, I would like to speak on the part when he was talking about when he go by the house, he still see that look like somebody still stay there.
Mm-hmm.
I live alone with my children.
One person at a time.
I still stay at the house. She stayed with the children. I still stay at the house because I work in Warden for Power Friendly Home, and I'm on call 24/7. And it's closer for me to be closer to my hearse when I got to go pick up a body. Be close to the morning. That's why I still look like somebody stayed there, because sometimes they might come visit me or I come visit them, but I still currently stay there.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Good. Let's go ahead and make your closing remarks then.
Sports is good. I'm okay with sports, but my main concern is the education, ma'am. I'm really concerned about the learning, the ability of learning of my child. Learning abilities, you know what I'm saying? We've been having this problem for years. And if I can just get a little help with the learning ability, you know what I'm saying, to just help me to teach my child, that's all I'm asking, to get a better understanding. So for in life, he'll be able to, be able to live, with education, And I mean, we're down to an F in the ratings in Marlin. And I mean, we love to be higher than that.
Understood. Committee members, do you have any questions for the family? Okay.
I've got a question. It may not be necessarily for the family, but I am concerned when the box is checked concerning the recruiting. And I just wanted to ask all of the guests, is there any substantial proof that recruiting was involved in this from anybody?
I'll answer that. You know, and again, being new and based on information that I had, you know, and you know, just having word of mouth and some of the things that the kids had said, the coaches had said. So, you know, and I will, you know, take full responsibility and the coach, you know, if there's no credible evidence, you know, that substantiates that, you know, I don't want the coach's integrity to be challenged, you know, at all. But again, when you or have evidence or information that kids are being picked up and kids are not giving the information as far as being an IR school. We've been an IR school for over 10 years, you know, and academics really never came up as a reason for the children to move until I heard the mom's passionate plea right now in terms of moving. And so, so like I said, I will give that information so that it's, you know, based on, like I said, just information that had come to us. And so I don't want his integrity challenged in terms of that. So I'll clarify that.
Thank you, Ms. Henderson. Any other questions? No other questions? Okay. Everybody that's involved in this case, AA, it's time for our committee to make a decision. And we have two options here. We have an option to grant the appeal, overturning the ruling of the district executive committee. And our other option is to deny the appeal, upholding the ruling by the district executive committee. So all in favor of granting the appeal and overturning the ruling by the district executive committee, would you raise your right hand, please? I see no hands. All in favor of denying the appeal, upholding the ruling of the district executive committee, good, same signal, raise your right hand. Deny. Okay, I see Mr. Dover, Dr. Scott, and Ms. Malkin. I don't see you, but could you respond, please? A yes or no? What was your vote, Carla? You're muted.
Yes, I'm voting with the others.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So it was unanimous, and I'll vote no also. So the appeal was denied, and whatever the situation is with this young man, Jamarian, I wish you the best. Family, you did a really good job. I'm hoping that you can move forward and be able to establish the academic status that you'd like to have for your son. Thank you all that were involved. Thank you. We're gonna move to the next case, which is BB. Let me reorganize myself here. And case BB is appeal of District 10-2A, Division 2 Executive Committee decision regarding eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley. Come
on. 10-2A. Division 2 met on September 3rd, 2020 and ruled that Braylon Fisher moved from Marlin High School to Chilton High School for athletic purposes with the vote of 5-0. Items number 2 and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and item number 1 was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Thank you, Mr. Beasley. If you plan on testifying in this particular case, if you will please be sworn in by Caroline.
So I think that we have all of the same players that have already been sworn in. I don't see the family yet, but they may be at the Chilton ISD. I'm not sure. Can a Chilton representative help us out with that?
The families are here. I think they are tuning in to the meeting, but they are on campus.
Okay, very good then. We'll give them a minute. Thank you, Caroline.
Sure.
They are arriving, trying to get them set up on a Zoom account.
Mr. Hubbard, how are we coming?
So I think I see them on the call. Not sure if they have audio.
Ready to go.
Okay, I think the family is connecting the audio. Okay. So once that is set up, I will get them sworn in.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I think we are ready to go. Chair Denson, if it's okay, I will go ahead and swear the family in.
All right, thank you.
Family, if you can unmute your computer. Great. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, family. I'm glad you were able to connect with us. What we're going to do is allow you an opportunity to share your information. And then after you have that opportunity, we'll have some questions for some others that are involved and then let you come back in and have an opportunity for your final statements, okay? And I just ask that you be very concise in your final statements because we don't want to waste your time being redundant. Let's be very specific and finalize those statements and give us information that we don't already have, if you would. Okay, who do we have with the family? If you'll identify yourself, please.
I'm Mom, Sabrina Burks.
Okay.
Jarvis Davis.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I'm the stepfather, Jarvis Davis.
Okay, then we not have the young man with you, everybody Lindsay with us. I slide on in there, y'all gonna have to get a little close, family. Identify yourself, please, sir.
Brandon Fisher.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I have a few questions. First of all, how long has Braylon been attending Marlin High School?
High school?
Mm-hmm.
Since his ninth grade year.
Okay, and you're a junior now, 11th grader, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you attend school any other place other than Marlin, elementary, middle school? Okay. So how long have y'all lived in Marlin?
I've been in Marlin most of my life.
Okay. Tell me, you're going to have to give me a number. Look very young.
It's been since my fifth grade year.
Okay. So is that How many years is that? You're very young, so.
27.
Yeah. Okay, about 27 years since. So you're, as you said, your whole life, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And so this is the only school district that Braylon, you've gone to school in, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good then. I noticed on the documentation that during the summer of 2019, Mom, is it okay if I call you Mom?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good then. That you visited with Mr. Hubbard, the superintendent at Chilton, about moving Braylon to Chilton. Would you talk to me a little bit about your conversation with Mr. Hubbard and also what information he shared with you at that time about moving to Chilton?
Pretty much just asked what I needed to do to get him in Chilton. It's my, like you said before, he's never been in another school, so this is all new to me. So basically just trying to get him out of Marlin, I asked questions. And when he told me that transferring probably wouldn't be a pretty good idea because of the mess that might follow behind it, I mean, I tried and he actually—
And what, when you say mess, what, can you be more specific?
Maybe basically like what we're going through now.
Okay, having to do with athletics, eligibility?
Just school period, at the, academic wise.
Okay. All right. What did he share with you about if your student, if your son was a transfer student, what would, how would that affect his eligibility? What did Mr. Hubbard tell you?
He didn't really just say nothing about them transfer. He just said that transfers was accepted. So pretty much you had to move over. You had to stay here in order to go to school.
Okay. So he wasn't accepting any transfers then?
Yeah. He wasn't accepting any transfers.
Okay. So what made you decide in the summer of 2019 that you were not going to make that move, Mom?
Him not being accepted into Chilton because of being transferred.
Okay. And so you decided at that point not to move, to
yes,
relocate.
Ma'am.
Okay. The home that you live in or lived in Marlin, have you lived there for an extended period of time?
Yes.
Okay. How many years is that?
Maybe 1 or 2 years.
Okay. So since your son's been in high school then?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. All right. And then you contacted the superintendent again in summer of 2020 about moving your son, moving Braylon to Chilton again. So at this point, what made you decide this is the time to make that move?
I'm going to call it a blessing because it was something that I have been praying about, and I got an opportunity and a place to live in Chilton. So all I did was contact him and referral of the enrollment and registration papers about how do I go about doing all of that and trying to, well, let him know that I am staying in Chilton. I will be staying in Chilton.
Is there anyone residing or living at the house that you used to live in?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. How were you able to locate the house in Chilton? I know Chilton's a very small town.
My father-in-law and my boyfriend.
Okay. So you have a residence there, or your family has a residence?
Yes, we have land down here. So my grandpa, he stays in Vegas, and we have a big 5-bedroom home down here. That we just, a reason why we was going through all the transfers from moving from more than here, we had to clean up the home over here because of the animals and cats and stuff. So
okay.
Yeah, we done it, and that's how we got the house.
So your family member, he does not live there with you. Is that what you're saying?
He stays in Vegas. He stays in Las Vegas. This is my grandpa.
Okay, it's your grandfather then. All right. On the lease, on the property, you lease it directly from your grandfather?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And how many other children live there other than just the three of you?
Is Braylon, Samoria, and Damir. It's three kids in all.
Okay, how old are the other children?
12 and 10.
Okay, so they go to school also at Chilton?
Yes, they do.
Okay, very good then. Notice on your paperwork that you withdrew in July 1st, and enrolled in Chilton July 1st. But then as far as the lease is concerned, the lease came a little bit later. So what was the plan had you not been able to get housing?
Housing? No. We already had the house. We okay. just had to redo the house. That's so, why when we finished, then that's when the lease came about. We had to remodel and put sheetrock and all the other things that goes inside the house before you move inside there first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when did you sign that lease with your grandfather?
What was it? Probably.
It was around August 15th.
Yeah.
Okay. So the middle of August, but yeah. you withdrew from Marlin on July the 1st. Yeah, so at that point, let me ask a question. At that point, were you aware that you already had housing?
Yeah.
Your grandfather? Okay. Yes. All right. And you were just waiting for the remodel. Yes. Is that what I'm understanding? Okay. I just want to make sure we get that clear. Okay. And after you had the conversation with the superintendent, did you have any conversation with the coach at Chilton?
No.
No.
No conversation. Have you ever met him before?
No.
No.
Okay. Braylon, did you play any sports like maybe 7-on-7 or AAU basketball or anything? Do you play any sports with students from Chilton?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know any other students at Chilton?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Because I do realize y'all are very close. Marlin and Chilton are very close.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you're not familiar with anybody. Don't know anybody there. Okay. All right. Any questions from the committee for the family at this time? All right, y'all are doing a good job. I appreciate that clarity. Any questions, committee? Okay, thank you. Family, if you'll just wait a little while, we're going to ask some other questions, and then we'll come back to you. All right, thank you. Why don't we go ahead and visit with representatives from Marlin again. I guess Ms. Henderson and Coach Haynes, are you still with us?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have some questions for you all. So once again, you checked item number 2 and number 6 on the PAPF. Question concerning the PAPF, was that a collaborative effort between the two of you, or Coach, did you make those decisions?
I can answer first. Can I answer, or you
want to? I was asking the coach.
Okay, go ahead.
It was a collaborative, we put it together.
Okay. All right, that's appreciate that. And Ms. Henderson, you want us to share something about the
not wanting to attack the integrity of any coach, but based on the information that I had and kids getting picked up and some of the timelines and the dates and
the athletes actually getting picked up?
Right.
Coaches?
No, that's what I'm saying. I want to clarify that because it was information that had come to me and information that the coach shared in the DEC meeting. As well, but previous to that had heard some of that information. So I want to clarify, that not wanting to attack the integrity of the coach, but based on some of the timelines and some of that information led that decision to be made. And based on the fact that I just getting there and having to fill that out. So I just want to clarify, that in terms of me seeing them being picked up or anything like that, no.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Any conversation, Coach, with a parent during the time that Braylon was in your program? Do you have any conversations?
Yes, ma'am. When I first, this is my second year at Marlin. When I first took the job, Braylon missed a couple of days. So I contacted him and his mom and we talked. She was talking about him moving. And so I was just kind of explain to her that this is a different situation. I'm a brand new coach. I'm trying to do what's best for the program and for the kids. And one of her things that she told me was she was just tired of Braylon getting hurt. And I was like, ma'am, just give it another try.
Hurt in athletics?
Yes, ma'am. Athletics.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So he ended up staying. And then once we found out that he was getting ready to move this summer, I contacted her and kind of asked her, what was her reasoning for leaving? And like I said, Braylon's been a huge part of our football team. He was our starting quarterback. He started on defense. He was a starter for us. Basketball, everything. I mean, he's a big-time person in our program. And so I explained that to her, that why is he leaving now? He's doing good. And we've never had a conversation about her leaving for academic reasons. He was just, oh, he needs a different change. He needs something different.
Okay. So conversation basically, what you had was, it surrounded athletics. It was not about academic standing or the standing of the school district, any of that.
Yes, ma'am, from my understanding.
Okay. But that was a conversation I'm asking if you had with the parent. Basically, it was about athletics. It was not about academics.
And yes, ma'am. And then, like I said, we're in transition. We got a new superintendent. We got new, you know, principals and all types of, you know, new people to the district trying to better it. And all I wanted for all the kids is just to give it a chance.
Certainly. Now, when did you find out that Braylon was making this move to Chilton? At what time did you find out?
It was late July. Well, I'm going to say mid-July. Like, they were at our – Braylon was at our strength and conditioning camp early in the summer. And so, like, we're thinking that, you know, all those kids that are working out with us are there. And then, okay. So it was about mid-July.
Okay. Did he have any conversation with you that he was leaving, or is that just – it just happened, or –
Yeah, I kept hearing from kids and stuff that, hey, Braylon's moving. And I've called him, I texted him, and never got a reply. And then we finally talked, and then he just said that he was moving. And I asked him, I was like, dude, what do we got to do to get you to stay here? I said, you live here, you go to school here, you've been here your whole life. I said, what do we got to do to, you know, help you stay? I said, we got new academics. We're going to be pretty good in football. What do we got to do? And he was just like, I just got to see what my mom wants to do.
Okay, very good then. Committee members, any questions for the representatives of Marlin? Okay, no questions. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. I have a few questions for the superintendent at Chilton and also for the coach at Chilton. Question I have, first of all, is there was that conversation in 2019, the summer of 2019, with Braylon's mom about moving to Chilton. Coach, was there any conversation with the superintendent about the information that he shared with the family or the direction that he was leading the family? Coach James?
In 2019, no.
Yes.
I didn't know of anything about Braylon Fisher moving.
Okay. Are you familiar with Braylon as an athlete?
I know who he is now. I knew that he was the starting quarterback at Marlin. I know that because of where we're located. You know, you see him. I mean, you see him in the paper and things like that. Marlin is just, 10 miles east of us? And so you know those things.
Thank you. Superintendent Hubbard, that conversation that you had with mom in summer of 2019, did you share any part of that conversation at all with Coach?
2019, I really don't recall. I remember him, them applying for a transfer that year.
Do you take transfers? The parents were under the understanding that you did not take transfers. So
we do take transfers, not okay. Very often at high school, just because we prefer to get them younger. And at that point, if I remember correctly, I think Braylon was, I want to say EOC or something. There was a problem with the EOC. And so, I mean, honestly, that just wasn't, you know, but when we take transfers, I mean, at high school, it's just probably not going to have EOC or credit deficiencies or that sort of thing. So that was probably the extent of what was happening then.
Okay. When you have athletes or let's just say a student in the situation of Braylon, whose mom comes and has a conversation with you about moving her child to your district, mm-hmm. and that student is an athlete, do you mm-hmm. have that follow-up conversation with the coaches to let them know that the parent had been there, the parent has that conversation with, has that interest, or is that just something that you don't have with the coach until they actually enroll?
We probably, I mean, it's not something that we'll discuss unless it's a transfer that's going to be accepted.
Okay.
Before we make any decisions or talk to coaches or anything like that, we're going to decide whether it's a transfer application that we're going to accept.
Okay.
Into Chilton ISD.
All right. And generally, though, like you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I misinterpreted this, that if they have some academic deficiencies, then that's a possibility that you would not accept them.
Chances are that, at especially at high school, chances are that they won't be accepted at that point.
Okay. I appreciate that. Committee members, any questions?
May I speak real quick before?
Go ahead.
As far as the timeline and communication between Coach Haynes and I just wanted to clarify that. I sent over to you guys pictures of text messages that as far as in conversations.
Mm-hmm. We received those.
That we got. I received the text message from Coach Haynes in July, late July on the 28th, saying that he heard a couple of his guys was moving over here and asked me if I heard the same. My response to him was that, you know, we have three guys that are enrolled over here.
Yes, but sir, we read your response.
I haven't seen any of their athletes because at the time that was still summer strength and conditioning. It was times that we were shut down due to COVID. I didn't see or have any communication with any of the Marlin athletes until the two-a-day summer practice.
Okay.
I
have a question. Let me stop you right there. We have the text messages. We had an opportunity to read those. We recognize the timeline. It's been brought up several times now by the Marlin representatives that there were coaches that were actually picking up athletes and transporting them to Chilton from Marlin for summer practice and also two-a-days. Can you address that, please?
We had no coaches pick up student athletes from Marlin for workouts. Like I mentioned before, during two-a-days, we pick up student athletes from everywhere that are our kids. So is it possible that they probably needed a ride because of visiting a family member or over in Marlin with friends because they didn't have any friends or whatever the situation may have been? Like for an example, the timeline with Braylon Fisher and him being withdrawn from Marlin School was in July. Well, the house wasn't remodeled and ready, like as far as the lease, until August.
Correct.
So it'd been a situation to where he needed a ride because the family was busy moving or working on something. Maybe. I don't know.
So there's that possibility that it did happen.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Okay.
But at the time of that happening, it's with all of our kids in the summer.
I appreciate that. You've answered my question. I appreciate that. Thank you.
But can I finish on the timeline, though?
Sure.
Because far as the timeline, I had a conversation with, at the end of our text messages, you'll see that Coach Haynes had replied, you know, check the guy's residency. Don't want y'all to get in any trouble.
Correct.
That was late July. When I spoke with Mr. Stewart about PAPL forms, I told him that we had a few guys move in from Marlin, that they were legit. But we were doing our investigation as far as making sure everything lined up and those guys actually lived over here. That's why it took so long on the PAPF forms, because we wanted to make sure that they had light bills, was actually living over here as far as the timeline from being, you know, talking to Mr. Stewart on the 5th and getting a message from Haynes saying that, you know, make sure the guys live over there.
Sure.
But we were doing our diligence in the, you know, and making sure they actually lived over here.
Right. We got that documentation. Thank you for that clarification.
Clear that timeline up.
I appreciate that. Committee members, any questions for the superintendent or the coach? Yes, Dr. Scott?
Just a quick question about the transfer policy. It kind of has me a little baffled here. Well, like, what are the criteria that are being used for accepting transfers into Chilton?
We accept transfers.
Go ahead. You're fine. Go ahead.
We accept transfers, number one, based upon availability. We run, I'll be honest, we run a fairly tight ship here in Chilton. And any transfer that's going to come across, I'm going to know about it, and it's going to receive my final blessing. But, you know, above from availability, we look at grades, we look at attendance, and we look at discipline for our transfer. So grades, that would include grades, academics, transcripts, that sort of thing, to make sure they are in good standing. But we also look at standardized test scores. Those are all things that we'll look at before we make a final decision on those. If they meet all the criteria, then, and we have availability, then hey, they're sure in for Chilton ISD. If they are there are some deficiencies, then we'll look at that. And if we feel like we can meet the needs of the kid, then you know, there's a possibility, but you know, it ultimately is going to receive the recommendation of the principal, and then I get to make the final decision.
So a follow-up question is, in 2019, when Mom visited with you, did the student athlete have any academic deficiencies?
He had standardized test score deficiencies. It was his STAR EOC that he took as a freshman. He did not meet standard.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Scott. Any other questions, committee? Thank you, Mr. Hubbard. Let's go ahead and hear from our district chair, Mr. Stewart. The vote once again was 5-0, and visit with us a little bit about what predicated that decision from the committee on Braylon Fisher.
Well, it was the same thing. The timelines didn't match up on the lease agreement. I think there may be some clarification on that now. And once again, if a coach was picking up students and taking them from Marlin to Chilton for 2 days, that was an issue for us. Also in Mr. Hubbard's email, it specifically states that he told them that, if they transferred, they would have to sit out a year. And so I guess that's the extent of it. I was thinking something else, but I can't slip my mind.
Okay, let me ask you this. And is there anything today, and I asked you this question earlier, is there anything today that you heard that would change your decision?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate that. Committee members, any questions for the district chair? Okay, thank you, Mr. Stewart. Appreciate that. Family, let's you'll unmute, and we're going to follow up. This is your opportunity to provide any additional information, and then also your closing remarks. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. My main goal for moving to Chilton, because Marlin has been rated L for what, 8-9 consecutive years. And I mean, Chilton has a B. Am I wrong for moving my son because their ratings are higher? If he can't pass the STAR test there, I came somewhere else to see if he can pass it there. I mean, my only reason is moving is because of the school. I want my children to graduate. I don't want my children to go through what I go through. I had to leave school because I was just passed along. My children have been just passed along. I'm tired of that. It's been going on for years and years and years. I had this blessing and this opportunity to come to Chilton, and I took it. And okay. Nothing other. That's it. Financially, it helped us. My children are blessed to be here. They're happy to be here. Their whole demeanor has changed being here. It's nothing but positive here. And I love that. It's nothing other than that. I moved for school purposes only, ma'am. Only.
I appreciate that.
I love it here.
Can I speak?
You certainly can.
Okay. Now, I understand.
Now, let's be concise, and let's not repeat things we've already heard.
No, I'm not
saying that. We want to make sure that you use your time well, okay?
Yeah. Okay, and I keep hearing athletics, but it's what you need to teach your child. Now, Marlon is complaining, saying it's athletics, but here's proof. You got this too, right? You got these text messages where we have been threatened for moving our kids from Marlin to Chilton. So who is on the athletics? Who are worrying about athletics?
Well, sir, that's the reason we're here. Let me stop you right there. That's the reason we're here, is that you have an opportunity to move your child wherever you want to move your child, but your child does not have the opportunity to play if he moved to another school for athletic reasons.
That's and I understand it.
And I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate it.
What I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. Now, to me, Marlon is more worried about athletics than our child education.
Well, they have to complete the form as they feel that it represents the move, and that's what they're doing. And what you're doing is you're here to give us some information to make us believe that that was not the reason you moved. I'd to ask Braylon. I just like to ask him. Obviously, you know, you've been at Marlon your whole life, and now you're in a different system. How are your grades currently in Chilton? Very good. Okay. Have you made friends and at Chilton already?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you're happy to be there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Very good then. Are you participating in athletics?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you're playing on what team?
JV.
Okay. And you've been there since 2 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Very good then. Okay. Final remarks, and then we'll have to make a decision. Mom, anything you want to wrap up with? Y'all have done a good job. It's very difficult when we're talking about your child and what you want for your child in their future.
I understand. My main goal was just being understanding why my son was being punished for a decision that I made. I made a decision to better his education. I don't feel he should be punished for me taking him from an F-graded school to a B-graded school. Okay. I mean,
we're not punishing your son. All we're doing is trying to determine the reason why you moved. And you've said you moved for academics. And athletics is part of this issue because your son is an athlete.
Okay.
Committee members, any questions for the family? Y'all have done a really good job. We appreciate that. Committee? No questions. Okay. It's time for us to make a decision, and we have two options. We have the option of granting the appeal and ruling, overturning the ruling of the district executive committee, or the deny the appeal. Any discussion, committee members, any comments? All right, we'll take a vote then. All in favor of granting the appeal, if you will raise your right hand. I see none. All in favor of denying the appeal, same sign, raise your right hand. See Mr. Dover, Ms. Avalik, Dr. Scott. Okay, it is unanimous. And Denson. We wish you well, young man, family. I hope your academics you're able to improve those scores and do great things in life. Thank you for being here. That concludes our meeting. Thank you. Okay, Caroline, do we have our next case lined up?
We do. We'll just need the family for this last case, and same question to Chilton. Do you know if they will be there on the school premises?
Yes, they should be here.
Okay.
I will check and see.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Okay, very good then.
Okay, Chair Denson, I do see that we have the family here. Would you like me to get them sworn in for right now?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay. Family, if you could unmute your computer. Thank you. Raise your right hand.
You didn't unmute first.
Yes, I can hear you. Family, can you hear me?
Yeah, but where I'm at, okay. Is that us?
Yeah. Good morning, family. Can you hear me?
That's us. It's unmuted. I guess they are muted. That's all. We can't hear you.
Can you hear us? Caroline, I believe they're still muted.
They show that they are not muted, but they may be having trouble with hearing their audio.
They tell us to unmute it and we unmute it.
Okay, we'll try again. Family, can you hear us now? Okay, yes, great. Perfect. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning. I appreciate you being here this morning. I'm going to give you a kind of overview of how we're going to conduct this hearing. First of all, we're going to give you an opportunity as a family. We're going to ask some questions. And then after you have an opportunity to answer those questions, then we'll bring some other people in and ask them some questions. And then we'll follow up with you at the end. That way, I'll give you an opportunity to correct anything that might have been misspoken, also add any additional information. But we do ask that when you do your follow-up, that you're very concise and try not to repeat information that you've already shared. And we'll give you that opportunity at the end. So we'll start with you. And we'll also end with you. First of all, did you receive notification for a meeting prior to this one, your district meeting?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm gonna ask you to identify yourself for the record. Would you say your name?
Tiwana Landrum.
Okay, and who do you have with you?
Or Stavion Hopkins.
Hopkins, okay, and it's just the two of you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good then. All right. This is kind of an unusual situation here with the video conference, if you would. So we're going to make it through. I'm going to speak slow enough that we'll all understand. If you don't understand something, just stop me and I'll be more than happy to repeat it. Okay. So you were not invited to the original DEC meeting?
No, ma'am.
And did not know about it. Okay.
I knew about it.
Okay. I have information. May I call you mom?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Very good then, mom. Your son enrolled in Chilton on the 27th of February, 2020, yes, and he withdrew ma'am. From Marlin on the 27th of February, 2020. He had a previous address. How long did you live on McClanahan Road in Marlin?
I lived on McClanahan Road in Marlin, but our Stavion lived in Chilton.
Okay.
At 2656 State Highway 7, Chilton, Texas.
With okay. His And that's your grandparents?
That's my mom and dad's house.
Okay, his grandparents.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Has he always, or Stavion, have you always lived with your grandparents?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, since how old were you?
Do you need him to take that off?
No, I think I can hear him.
Since I was a baby.
Since you were a baby. So you never really lived in Marlin?
Not really.
Okay. I noticed on your records that you attended school several different places.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
You attended school not only in Chilton in elementary, but also Marlin, and you attended school at Cesar Chavez in Waco, mm-hmm. and then you came back to Marlin. Okay. So when you attended school in Marlin, you lived at the Chilton address, correct? Okay, so were you on transfer or you just lived in Marlin? I mean, lived in Chilton and just went to school in Marlin?
He just lived in Chilton and he went to school in Marlin because all his friends is from Marlin. So he wanted to go to school and graduate with his friends.
Okay, but something changed because in February, you went to visit the superintendent at Chilton and ask about him going to school at Chilton. So we had a change. What made that change happen?
in November. Arstavion got in trouble at school in Marlin.
Okay.
And they kicked him, they sent him to court and they kicked him out of school.
Okay.
So in December, the judge, well, in November when he got kicked out, the judge did him mandatory GED classes. And in December when we went back to court, Arstavion told the judge that he really wanted to go to school. So he said that if Arstavion would talk to the truancy officer of Marlin, and he will talk to a known pastor that's in the community, talk to him, and then he'll get talk to them and see what he was going to do. And so in January, after the meeting, he talked to them, and they decided that Arstavion should still go to school. So in January, he lifted mandatory GED classes, and he can go back to school. We tried to put him back in school in Marlin, but they said that they didn't want Arstavion. So that's why I was like, you already been living in Chilton. We might as well just go to Chilton. You already been living here with your grandparents. And my dad has a trailer. So I just was like, well, I just move over here with you instead of staying in Marlin. I was just staying in Marlin because that was where my five-year-old, where my baby was going to school. But she's in school here in Marlin. I mean, Chilton now. So it's way easier for me just to drop her off in Chilton at her grandparents' house and everybody go to school together.
Okay. So now, you mentioned that you... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
In February, the judge had said I had to come to Chilton first to see if they would accept him. So that's why I came to Chilton. Asked, could Arstavion go to school here? They had a meeting with Arstavion, talked to him, and then they agreed that, yes, he can go to school in Chilton. So then I took that back to the judge, and the judge said that if Chilton said that he can enroll there, then he would let him go to start back to school.
Okay. And that's in February when he's actually enrolled?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Very good then. Now, I mentioned in the documentation that there was a trailer that you were putting on your family's property.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that trailer in place? Is that where you live?
Yes, ma'am. That's where I live. It's just right around the corner from my parents' house. Walking this, like, 5 minutes walk.
And Arstavion, you still live with the grandparents?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Nothing's changed about your living situation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just mom has now relocated.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Very good then. What sports did you play at Marlin, Arstavion?
Just football.
Okay. You didn't play anything other than football. How many years did you play for Marlin? Like I said, I know you've moved schools, but how long did you play in Marlin?
You mean like all my life? Like,
okay. Yeah. But high school, you played for 2 years, 3 years?
Three years.
Okay.
No, two.
Okay. 2 years. So are you classified as a junior or a senior?
A senior.
You're a senior.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Okay. There was a question that came up about your eligibility. And do you have all your credits now, or are you still deficient in your credits?
Yes, ma'am. I got all my credits.
All the credits that you need. Okay. All right. When you met with the superintendent, Ed Hubbard, did he share with you what the process would be in order to enroll and also participate in athletics?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, he had to have his credits. We have to live in the district. Yes, ma'am. He told us all that.
Okay, very good then. Go ahead. I'm waiting on you.
Even though he told us that we have to live in the district, Arstavion was already staying in the district.
Okay, so you just corrected his records and put his address on there.
Yes, ma'am.
His grandparents' address. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. When you spoke to the superintendent about eligibility, did he say that Arstavion may have to stay a year out or lose eligibility if he transferred in?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
He didn't share that with you?
No, ma'am.
And was that...
We didn't even think that because, you know, he's a senior, so he's going to get ready to graduate in May.
Not already been here before.
Okay. And he'd been living there most of his life.
Yes, all his life. Okay. Besides the time he went to stay with his dad. That's why he was in those other schools in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
His dad had came around and he wanted him. So that's why he was going to the schools in Waco. But then we decided that it was just too much for his dad because he worked so much and he was always gone. So then he moved back to Chilton with his grandparents.
Okay. And the date that, do you actually relocate it, Mom, to the trailer? What date was that?
It was like in July.
Okay, in July.
In the July.
And is the trailer, is it to a point that you can live in it? I know you said you're going to remodel. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Very good then. When you spoke to the representatives, the superintendent at Chilton, did you also speak to the head football coach at that time?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you know the head football coach?
I talked to him. He talked to me.
And how did you make contact with him? Did he come to the office or did you go see him at his office?
It was like we met each other in the hallway.
Okay. So
went to the restroom and he met me and we started talking.
Okay. So it was just an incidental contact with him.
Yes, ma'am.
Not something y'all had planned.
Okay. No, ma'am.
All right. Committee members, do you have any questions for the family at this time? No? Okay. All right. If you'll just kind of hold tight, we have some other people we want to visit, and then we'll get right back to you. Okay? Thank you. All right, let's visit with our representatives from Marlin. Ms. Henderson, Coach Haynes, are you available?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good then. Now, we're going to have some similar questions. Once again, I just want to verify for the record who actually completed the previous athletic participation form.
And again, I completed it in collaboration with Coach Haynes.
Okay. So it was a collaborative effort on that. Once again, you checked item number 2 and number 6. Would you like to elaborate, first of all, on number 2 about the recruiting issue?
Yes. And at the DEC meeting, I clarified on that was inadvertent because we had 3 PAPFs, and so with 3 students, and I hope the record was corrected on that one. That one was inadvertent on the recruiting process of that. It was just for moving for athletic purposes.
Okay. So and item number 2 should not have been checked.
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome, Mr. Hopkins, PAPF.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then based on, again, the timelines of moving for athletic purposes, when a student leaves school and has played in athletics and moves halfway through the year, me coming in, and the student goes to another school, we did not have the parents there to clarify the timelines and the information. And so we could only go based on information that we had that the parent did not live there. The parent lived in Marlin. And so the student leaving in February and knowing that they could not come back to the program because of the court-appointed GED, that information, so all of that information was not clarified, and the parent has clarified some of that information today.
Okay, I appreciate that. Coach Haynes, question for you. Were you aware that Arstavian, that he actually lived in Chilton?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and he was living in Chilton and attending school in Marlin. Was he on transfer at Marlin?
Like I said, when I got there, AJ was, Arstavian was already in school, mm-hmm. but I knew that he lived in Chilton. I knew that he had family in Chilton.
Okay. All right. So you were aware of that. When did you become aware that he was going to transfer to Chilton or enroll? Maybe I should correct that. Enroll in Chilton. When did you become aware of that?
It was like in this July. Like I said, with AJ, when we got into school, and AJ's a great kid. I tried to mentor AJ and try to teach him to do right. But then he got into some trouble and he ended up failing out of football. And then kind of once he fell out of football, he kind of fell away from me and the football staff and the kids and stuff. And that's where he got in trouble. And then in November, I can't remember if it was November or December, that's when we had found out that they had ordered him to get a court-ordered GED.
Okay. Have you had any conversations with the mother during his time in your program?
No,
about
ma'am.
His? Not at all. So he's not really been a problem?
No, ma'am.
For you. Okay. That's very good. There's been a question about whether the student still resides in Marlin. Do you have any evidence to the fact that the family still resides, that mom still resides in Marlin?
Not to my understanding, no, ma'am.
Okay. And their prior address, is there anyone at that address, or are you aware of that or not?
No, ma'am.
Okay, not at all. Okay, I appreciate that. Committee members, any questions for our athletic director from Marlin and our head coach?
I have a question. For the coach or the administration in Marlin, were you all aware of the situation that the young man had gone through, the legal situation, prior to filling out this form?
No, I was not.
Coach. You can go, Ms. Henderson.
Yeah.
You're muted.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. No, I was not aware of all the, it wasn't until after I filled out the form that I got information about his GED or court appointed, because again, being new. And so some of that information came after the fact, and even some of the information that the parent is sharing now, I was not aware of that information.
Okay. And to coach, the student transferred, he enrolled in another school district in February, but you didn't become aware of this until June or July?
Yes, sir. I did not know that I was still under the understanding that he was doing his court ordered GED. So we've never had a conversation about it, because we would have, I know that if they would have talked to me, I would have taken them back.
Okay. So who denied him coming back in or going back into Marlin ISD?
I cannot answer that question at this time.
Yeah, I can't either. I don't know.
Since I'm new, I would probably have to find out from administration if it was a principal or from a central level.
Thank you.
So did he stay? He has been at Chilton since February? You've been attending school in Chilton since February? Okay.
Okay, and for clarification, he has been living in the Chilton School District for years, so Marlin was taking him as a transfer when he was in school? Can somebody verify that?
I believe because we're open enrollment, and I can only, you know, again, being new, I believe with being open enrollment, he was allowed to be a student here. And so he enrolled as a student here, is my understanding.
Okay, so with his current, where he has been living, he has residence there, but I guess the concerning factor, and UIL staff can help me out with this, but because he's not living with a biological parent would be the reasoning he would not just automatically be eligible at Chilton.
He wasn't currently enrolled for a year. You'd have to be enrolled at the school for a year to automatically be eligible.
Right. He's got his, why would this not fall under the, once he was enrolled, basically you wouldn't use the 14 days because the biological parent did not live there?
A question for staff, Dr. Harrison or Dr. Broadith, if you're available.
And Chair, what would be his previous address? Because the mom alluded to the fact that they changed the address, or she had to change the address. So I'm not sure I don't have the PAPF in front of me. What was the address?
Was number 3 McClanahan Road, apartment 218 in Marlin, Texas.
I think that was concerning as well. Like the dress was different, and he had a Marlin address, even though he lived in Chilton. So.
And his current address is Highway 7, Chilton.
Yes, ma'am.
Chair, he would have been eligible at Marlin because his mother did reside in Marlin, as you mentioned earlier. And after 14 days of enrollment there, he would have been eligible for the varsity. He would have been eligible back in Chilton. He was eligible at Chilton because he had lived there for a year with his grandparents. But once he broke that enrollment and went back, then that's the issue. So he would have to have a waiver at Chilton now if you approve him for changing schools for athletic purposes. And keep in mind, this rule is not moving for athletic purposes. It is changing schools for the purposes of athletics. And so I'm hoping someone will clarify why Marlon chose to say that he changed schools for athletic purposes. I did hear the coach say he had some dissatisfaction, but I don't know exactly what all that means. I would like for somebody to clarify that for us before we get too far down the road.
Ms. Henderson or Coach Haynes, can you clarify that?
Yes, Dr. Brightup and Chair. I believe when the student and Dr. Coach Haynes can clarify this, I think in my mind and in getting all the information that I had, he moved February 27th, left, got a court-appointed GED, could not be back into the athletic program. So therefore, you have to find somewhere where you can go and play because you can't go back. And as Coach said, had he known that the GED had been rescinded, he's a good kid, that he would have had the opportunity to talk to him to welcome him back into the Marlin program because the court-appointed GED was out of his hands.
Madam Chair, I'm still stuck about who told the child that he couldn't come back and participate in athletics at Marlin, and who told him he couldn't re-enroll in Marlin. That sounds like that's what he wanted to do. I still don't know who told him that. Was it the superintendent, the principal, or whomever?
Right, Dr. Brightith, I believe that's a question we're going to have to ask the family. Mom alluded to the fact that he was told he could not return, so that would be a question we'll ask the family. Find out some clarity on that, who actually told the young man that he could not return to Marlin. Family? Mom, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, could you answer that question? Who told your son and you that he could not return to Marlin?
Okay, so the principal told us he cannot return to school. It didn't have anything to do with athletics. She told us she did not want him on her campus, period. She said no, even though the judge lifted that he can go back to school. She told the judge she do not want him on the campus because the paperwork that I gave y'all that said that the judge did mandatory GED on the right side at the bottom, it also said that she said that she did not want him on campus. Okay. It said that on that paper that the judge signed and everything that I sent in, that they supposed to have faxed. It say that she did not want him on her campus. If she would have let him go to school there, or Stavion would have went to school there because he'd been going to school there. But because she said no, I had to find him another place. And Chilton was just the easiest and obvious thing for him to go because this is where he was living. And this is where my family grew up. This is where I graduated. His older sister graduated. His little sister goes to school, going to school.
So there. It was the principal, Marlon's principal.
Yes, ma'am.
Would not let him re-enroll. Dr. Brightest, does that answer
he's
that?
He's been picked out of school since October.
Well, it does, but I find it hard to believe that a court document would say that he couldn't go to school. Specifically, where did it say he couldn't go to school at Marlin, or did it say that he couldn't go to school anywhere? If she told him to get a GED, it sounds like she shut the door on him going to school any place.
It said yes. She did that.
But now he's enrolled in Chilton.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. He had to go to court three times just for the judge to lift that he can go to school. I had to come to Chilton first to find out if they would let him enroll before the judge lift that. And when Chilton said that they would accept him, and then I had to take that back to court saying the school said that they would accept him. So then he lifted it.
Okay.
Madam Chair, if you don't mind me asking one more question.
Certainly.
Can we go back? What problem did you have with the coach in the athletic program? I'm asking the young man that. What was there any kind of issue with you with the athletic program and the coach?
No, sir.
None. You didn't quit a team. You weren't upset about your playing time. You weren't upset about the position, number of touches you got in the game.
No, sir.
No issues. This was all about you kind of got kicked out of school, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
It was all about school.
Come back. Okay.
And Dr. Bright, if the coach did say that he would welcome him back to Marlin, so that relationship is obviously there with the student.
Chair Denson, can we swear in the principal? I have her here now that can answer Dr. Bridett's question.
That would be very helpful. Caroline?
Sure. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Would you please identify yourself?
I am Pamela Thomas, the Marlin High School principal.
Okay. We need some clarity as far as our situation with this young man, Mr. Hopkins, concerning him not being allowed to return to Marlin High School.
Is that muted? There was a decision from the judge referenced the assault that happened on the campus, and I did not ever state that he was not allowed. There was a decision that was made by Judge Lessman in reference to his behavior and what happened on our campus. Okay, and when we went to court, he had the opportunity to speak to me and ask if he could return to our campus. And at that time, he elected not to speak to me. And that's when the judge took over the case and the judge made a decision for him in court-ordered GED. And I did speak to the mother because that is not what she wanted at that time. And I kept returning her back to the court to have a discussion with the judge, reference the judge decision.
Okay. Thank you for that clarity. I appreciate that. Committee members, any questions for the principal, Marlin High School? Dr. Bridett, does that clarify your questions?
It does, and I see where the principal would say what she said because the court ordered the student not to come back to Marlin High School at that time. But obviously things changed after that. The young man, somehow they went back to court and got the judge to change the order. Is that right?
Yes, sir. The order was changed so he can go to another campus. It wasn't changed so he could report back to Marlin. He had already decided that he would like to go to Chilton.
Okay. And that was in February? Is that correct?
I don't know the exact date that we went to court. I can check with the truancy officer who's also present.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you. All right. That clarifies who made the decision and why that decision was made. Certainly appreciate that. Dr. Bridett, any other questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that clarity. Committee members, any other questions?
Madam Chair, I'm still a little fuzzy on the young man's living arrangements. I believe the mother had stated that he has lived with his grandfather for a significant period of time, whereas on the PAPF, there was a Marlin address. Can somebody just please clarify that for me?
The Marlin address was my address. The reason Arstavian is living with his grandparents, because I have heart failure and they thought I was going to die. So I had to give custody over to Arstavian to someone, custody over to my oldest daughter to someone, and custody over to my baby. So my two oldest, I gave custody over to my mom and my dad. And my little bitty baby, I gave custody over to her dad. So if something would happen to me, my two oldest will be taken care of with their grandparents and the baby will be taken care of with her dad. That's why Arstavian was staying with my mom and my dad, because they have custody over him because I have heart failure. And just in case something would happen, he could get taken care of. Someone will be there. I even have it legally documented and everything that Arstavian, my parents have temporary custody of him if something happened to me. My oldest girl has already graduated and moved out the house from my mom and dad. It's just Arstavian left.
So mom, you really should have, in the place of previous address, it should be the same address on Highway 7.
Yes.
Instead of your address, because it should be his address.
Yes, his address is the Highway 7. My address was the 1423 McClanahan Road apartment.
So that is not correct then. Mr. Dover, does that answer your question?
I believe so. But all of this time, the young man's been living with his grandfather, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And is the guardianship, is that court appointed?
Yes. We went to court. As soon as they told me I had heart failure and that I only had a couple of months to live, I had to go get a lawyer and get it taken care of right then and there within like weeks. So my parents have guardianship over Arstavian and my oldest daughter, Ajanae.
But he is living with his legal court-appointed guardian in the Chilton School District.
Yes, my mom and dad, because I am sick.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions from committee members? All right. Let's hear from our district chair, Mr. Stewart.
Yes, ma'am.
Decision was 5-0. And once again, would you give me some reasons for that decision?
Well, we didn't have all this information, for one. I don't think anybody knew that the student was living with grandparents in Chilton already. Nobody for sure knew that the grandparents were the legal guardian. And I don't know how long. I'm assuming they've been the legal guardian for quite some time, for more than the amount of time that it would have to be for them to be considered the legal guardian for the UIL's recognition of it. We didn't have this much information at the meeting.
Well, with the current information that you've received, would this have changed your decision?
If the grandparents have been the legal guardian long enough, or if mom is living in the Chilton district, I think I probably would have voted differently, yes.
Okay, thank you. Committee members, any questions for our district chair? Okay, thank you. I appreciate you, Mr. Stewart. Thank you. Mom? Artavian?
Yes, ma'am.
Artavian, I'm sorry. If you just make your closing remarks at this time and anything that you would like to add, please do.
I don't understand why the principal got on there and said that she did not say that he can go to school there. The judge asked her in court, what would you like? She said she do not want him on her campus. She said it out of her mouth at court.
But he's not on her campus. You've made that move, and you've moved him to Chilton. Now, we're going to take the principal out.
Okay.
We've moved him. He is now going to school in Chilton, which is where he's been living for some time.
Yes.
Let's take it from there and go ahead and make your closing remarks.
Okay, well, Artavian is at this school because he got in trouble and he got kicked out. We want him here because this is a better place for him. And Marlon Artavian didn't have the right people around him to help him understand his true potential as a student. When he graduated, he's planning on going to college. And Marlon, he wasn't planning on going to college. Here in Chilton, he's seeing new and bigger and better things. He like it here in Chilton. He feel that he can go off and do something better. And that's all we wanted for Artavian, is to understand his potential and be a better person in life, to know that there's more than what's out there than what he done seen. And here in Chilton is what he have seen. There's more out there for him than what he even imagined. He noticed that now. So that's why we moved. Well, he's already been Chilton. We moved him to Chilton so he can go to school here, so he can reach his full potential and be a better person and a better in society and everything.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mom. You've done a really good job. Y'all have gone through some very challenging times, young man. And we hope at this point in your life that with the help of your mom that you can stay in that direction where you can go to college and you can take care of those grades also. As a possibility, and we're going to have two options here, whether to grant the appeal or deny the appeal. If we do grant the appeal, it's a possibility, Mom, that you will have to file a waiver because your son does not live with you. And if that guardianship paper is not court appointed, there's some research we'll have to do. So just know that in the event that he is granted eligibility, he still may still need to do some paperwork. Mr. Beasley, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
I have a question before he says something. If you have to do that waiver, I can always move with my mom and my dad. They have a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house, and they have always told me that I can move in there. It's just that I was unread because I'm thinking I'm old. But because I am sick, it would be even better for me to live with my mom and my dad so they can help take care of me and my kids and help me make sure I'm taking my medicine and all that on time, and just in case something do happen. So if I need to live with my mom and my dad, it's no problem for me to live with them. I can move out my trailer that's down the street and live with my mom and dad with no problem.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Beasley?
Yeah, just clarification. How long has the court-appointed papers been on file at the court? And when did you do it?
For 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Mm-hmm. And he's been living with them for that amount of time?
He's been living with them longer than that, but yes, sir. He's been living with them.
Madam Chair, this is confusing because ordinarily when you have a situation like that, the young man would have been going to school at Chilton already.
Right.
But because he had been going to Marlin, but then he's moved in with his grandparents 5 years or so ago. So he may not need a waiver, but we'll have to check into that after you make a decision first. Obviously, your decision on changing schools for athletic purposes comes prior to the establishment of all these other factors. But we'll let you do that first, and then we can talk about what's next.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Broaddus. Mr. Beasley, was there anything else?
We'll let you take that vote, and if we have to, we'll discuss it more.
Okay, that sounds great. Committee members, any questions for Mom before we close here? Okay, very good then. Once again, we have an opportunity, committee, to grant the appeal and overturn the ruling of the district executive committee or to deny the appeal upholding the ruling by the district executive committee. All in favor of granting the appeal, if you will raise your right hand. Mr. Dover? Okay, it was unanimous. The appeal will be granted, overturning the ruling of the district executive committee. Dr. Broaddus,
Madam Chair, let me just say a couple of things. First of all, I want to thank the district chair for his words, because he was fair to say, even though the vote was 5-0, they didn't have those facts. Had they had those facts, they probably wouldn't have made that decision. So I'm thankful for his honesty. And for him being here today, he didn't have to do that, but I appreciate it. And as far as the eligibility is concerned, I'm sure the superintendent at Chilton will get through the paperwork properly and in the right manner. And if he needs some assistance on that, our staff's willing and able to do that. He can reach out to Mr. Beasley and he'll point him in the right direction. I know that if it's court appointed, we don't have to wait a year. Those that are guardianships by justice of the peace or some other portion, those have to be in place for a year. Our court appointed custodial care is, we don't argue with the courts. We do what they tell us to do. So I think she's in good shape without having to move, but I want to make sure I haven't seen the paperwork. You like to have all the facts before you make a horseback decision on that, but he's cleared for changing schools for athletic purposes. And I think the committee did a nice job of that, of asking the right questions. And now the superintendent will have to work to make sure the paperwork is all in order. And if you need some help, you can go to Mr. Beasley.
Dr. Broaddus, I appreciate your comments and your questions. This just reinforces the fact that it's very important that when we have our district executive committee meetings, that the parents have an opportunity to be present. And I don't know where the ball was dropped on these particular cases, but for the parents not to have an opportunity to be there and share this information, it would have stopped the this situation where we're having the appeal. Mom would not have had to deal with this particular case had it been presented at the time. So it's so important that we have the right people at those district meetings. Thank you, everyone. Best to you, our Stevian, and Superintendent Hubbard, you have some work to do, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's my dog. I'm sorry. I apologize. Squirrels are a little annoying, and she definitely had something to say about that. I apologize for that. Let's move on to our next meeting on our hearing. It's Item DD, Buddha Johnson High School, appeal of District 12-5A Division 1, Executive Committee decision regarding eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 12-5A Division 1 met on September 17, 2020, and ruled that Aiden Rodriguez moved from Buddha Hayes High School to Buddha Johnson High School for athletic purposes. Items number 3 and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1 was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
And Chair Denson, I don't see the family here. Do we know if the family is with a Buddha Johnson representative?
Yes, she did not have a computer at her home, so she's logging in right now. She's in the process of logging in right now.
Okay.
Be on shortly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Mom here.
Okay. I think that we have everybody here, and if everybody can unmute, we will swear you in. Okay, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Caroline. If we would, at this time, let me just give you an overview, Mom. And do you go by Liz or do you go by Maria? You're muted. I can't hear you. Do you go by Liz or do you go by Maria?
My first name is Maria, but I go by Liz.
Okay. Or we'll just call you Mom too.
Wait, yeah, that'll
okay.
work.
Okay. Very good then. We are looking at some documentation that was stating that that you had lived at 131. Lily Robin Lane.
Yes.
How long did you live at that address?
I currently live there now. We moved in at the end of June.
Okay, so that's your new address?
Correct.
Okay, and you did live at 240 Windmill. Okay,
I did.
How long did you live there?
Honestly, it's on and off quite some time, I would say. Prior to that, maybe four years, maybe.
Okay. All right. Just trying to get a timeline here.
Yeah.
Okay. My understanding that your son withdrew from Hayes on May the 29th okay. and that they enrolled in Johnson on September the 8th.
Okay.
Now, my understanding also from the documentation is that you actually live with family members. Is that correct?
Right now or the right yes, now? Sure. Right now they're my friends of family.
Oh, just friends of family. Okay.
Correct.
So that's where you currently reside.
Yes.
Okay. And you say that you're going to reside at this address for the remainder of the school year.
At least, yes.
Okay. Now you withdrew your child in May. At that time, did you have any housing planned at that time?
Well, let's just say the living situation I was in prior to, this, it wasn't so it wasn't so ideal. Splitting with my partner was kind of like my way out of that living situation. Now we'll live with her. They've been so good to us to take us in and, you know, kind of giving us time to save up some money and get it together to get our own place.
Okay. Is your son with you today?
He is.
Okay. Well, why don't you slide in there so we can have a little conversation. Aiden, sure. Could you identify yourself, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Aiden Rodriguez.
Okay. Glad you can be here. I was looking at the previous athletic participation form, and one of the items that the coach checked was that you left the program, that you quit the program. Explain yes. that to me.
Well, I was just going through a hard time, and I kind of just – it's really just my fault. I just took everything to heart, and I've been that on me. And I kind of just pushed myself away from sports and activities. I joined later on the year.
Okay. Now, you checked yourself out and changed your schedule from football to soccer. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was your mother aware that you did that? No.
No.
Okay. Did you have any conversation with a coach?
Yes.
When you decided? What was your reason for checking yourself out of football?
There wasn't really a reason. It was just because I was joining soccer that I was going to get into the soccer class.
Were you not happy with your position or playing time or anything?
No, ma'am.
At any time, did you say that you wanted to go someplace so that you could play? Get more playing time?
I think I did, but I mean, it could have been Lehman, it could have been Johnson. But I think it was more just out of my confusion. I just wasn't in the right mind. I kind of just didn't think what I was saying. Kind of just didn't think about it.
So were you upset at that point when you said those things?
It was more just on me, like around the house. It was just a lot happening. And I said it out of just, I guess, me being confused.
Okay. All right. Now, there are two schools in your school district, the Johnson, which is new. Are there three schools, actually? Was there any time that you thought you might go to Lehman as opposed to Johnson?
It was kind of just anywhere. I don't know. I went with my mom wherever she went.
Okay. And when you were at Hayes, how long had you been in sports at Hayes?
For a pretty long time.
All of high school? Even middle school? So you attended Hayes through middle school, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the move to Johnson just occurred in September.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any thought in just staying at Hayes as opposed to going to Johnson?
Well, it was kind of just wherever my mom went. I mean, it wasn't really my choice. I mean, that's what I think. Wherever my mom goes, I'd go. It's always been like that. I've lived with her for my whole life pretty much.
Okay.
Even when my mom and dad separated.
Okay. Now, Mom, you sent a letter to us, and there were some things in the letter that, were a little disconcerting when I read it. First of all, you know, we're not interested in your personal business, but
okay.
We have to really get an understanding of where the student is coming from, why he's making the move. So the questions we ask is not to pry in your personal business, but just to get the facts, if you will, so we can make a good decision. And and also, we're not trying to hurt your son. We are here as a committee to make a decision based on the rules, the Constitution, rules that everybody. So our decisions that we make and the questions we ask are to make sure everybody has an equal opportunity to play where they're playing. Okay.
Right.
So after reading your letter, I just wanted to point that out, is that our intent is to do what's best for all athletes, all students, okay, including your son. Okay.
Right.
So the questions we ask, once again, we're not trying to pry, we're just trying to get the information, the correct information. So today it gives you that opportunity to share that information. Once again, when you checked out of school in May, had you already made the decision on where you were going to live, or was that something that came a little later?
No, it came a little later.
Okay. And So how was it that you were able to make that decision? Like I said, May, when I read that he was withdrawing from school, there had to be a plan in place. Mm-hmm. So what was your plan in May?
I mean, like, there was a lot went on at home, mm-hmm. Problems and discussions and whatnot, and talking to my friends, Paul and Tina, they opened the doors to their house. They said, hey, you need somewhere to go? And we've been with them since then.
Okay.
It's really it. It wasn't really like nothing really planned. It was more like we needed help and they were there for us.
Okay. And when did you actually move into that residence?
I believe the 26th or the 25th, it was in June. In June.
All right. Aiden, are you currently in an athletic program? Are you playing anything at Johnson? And what are you participating in?
Football.
Okay. And you're on the JV team. Yes. Okay. Do you plan on playing anything else at Johnson?
Yes. I'd probably maybe like to do track or
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. You don't know that yet. Okay.
Yeah.
At this point, committee members, do you have any questions for Mom or for Aiden? Okay, no questions. Well, if y'all will just hang tight, we have some other people we're going to visit with, and then we'll get you back up and have a conversation. Okay?
Yes, all right, thank you.
All right. Why don't we visit with some of our representatives from Hayes. Coach, are you available?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, would you please identify yourself?
I'm Les Goad. I'm the athletic coordinator at Hayes High School.
Okay. Any problems with Aiden?
No, Aiden's been a very hardworking, a very competitive young athlete. He played for us his freshman year, was a very multiple football player as far as being able to play multiple positions. And then he played his sophomore year as well. So this was middle of his sophomore year was when he changed into soccer. But no problems with him at all up until that point.
Okay. You stated, or you documented that he made a statement about playing. And he says Aiden has, and you've heard his remarks, that he was frustrated. And
right.
What was that conversation about?
Well, what initiated the conversation, and this doesn't happen often at Hayes High School, but he had a schedule change. And most all of the schedule changes that happen come before me, before the schedule change. And so I sought him out because he was somebody that had played for us for 2 years and had a lengthy conversation. And it covered a lot of different things. But the bottom line was, is Aiden, as he mentioned, was frustrated about several things. And we communicated about how much we cared about him and wanted to try to help him, and felt like he should still be playing football. And we supported him also playing soccer and any other sports he wanted to play. But the conversation ended up going in the direction of Aiden feeling like he needed to find a place where he could actually start or make his way and do what he felt like greater opportunities, I guess. And we had lengthy conversations, and there was conversations with me for quite some time, but there were other coaches that also reached out to him.
Okay. Did you have any conversations with Mom about his concerns, Aiden's concerns?
Not at that time. I actually reached out to the counselor and discussed with this change. I had a conversation with the soccer coach. And then we had ongoing conversations with Aiden. And, he seemed to be doing fine in soccer. Next thing I know, he had actually changed and got out of soccer and was going playing baseball. Right before school got shut down, Aiden actually did change back into our football class. But it was such a short time, we didn't have a lot of contact with him. That's really the communication that we had at that time.
Okay. Well, who completed the previous athletic participation form?
I did.
Okay. And we've already discussed item number 3 about the quitting Item number six about the schools, changing schools.
Right.
Why did you check number six, stating that you felt like he's changing schools for athletic purposes?
It was all just based on those conversations. We also reached out to him when we're starting our summer strength and conditioning program and when things started opening up in June. And we had already been communicating with kids in different ways, but we started reaching out to kids specifically. And position coaches were reaching out to kids. And so we reached out to Aiden. But it was really our answers, just as you mentioned, trying to identify what do we know at the time, was just based on those conversations.
How did you become aware that he had changed schools? Aiden had relocated to Johnson High School.
Well, the truth is my first knowledge for sure what happened was when I received the PAPF. Now, there would, you know, I had already felt like I had an idea of what was going on before that, since I hadn't seen him in quite some time and the conversations had gone where, you know, with multiple coaches about whether he was going to come join us with our summer programs or not. But the first time I knew for sure where he was at, what he was doing, was when I got the PAPF. And actually, Coach Hoffman had mentioned to me that he asked me about Aiden, I guess actually right before I got the PAPF, but a little bit before. But Coach Hoffman, we were already starting into practices and so forth, and that's when Coach Hoffman brought it up and said that I have this young man that's come to me.
Okay, so you did have a conversation with the coach at Johnson.
Yes, Coach Hoffman did reach out to me.
Okay, I appreciate that. That makes it so much nicer when you're in the same school district that you have that type of relationship, just to kind of find out where students are going. If Aiden were to return to Hayes High School, would he be allowed to participate in football?
Absolutely. We haven't had any problems with Aiden. As I mentioned, he was a very hard worker, someone that we thought very highly of.
Great. Okay. Committee members, any questions that you have for Coach Gove? Okay. No questions. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. Do we have anyone from Johnson High School?
Yes, Coach Hoffman.
Okay. Generally, we don't hear from the receiving school, but if you have anything that is beneficial, we'll hear that now. If not, we'll move on.
No, well, just the fact that, you know, I think I Aiden came to us probably in early August is when we started kind of back up with our camps and stuff like that. I think that's when he came back. And again, like what Coach Goetz said, I did reach out to him. And, you know, with Aiden moving in, you know, we obviously wanted to check to make sure that he was living in our area. And that's when we came, that's when we realized that, you know, they were homeless, and that, you know, and we you know, got with our counselor to see if they would qualify for McKinney Vento, and that's kind of where we kind of took over at that point.
Okay, Coach, did you do a home visit, a verification? Did you go into the home where they're staying to verify that they're living there?
No, I did not go into their home. No.
Okay, just want to know if you had that verification. I will say this, I do appreciate that you did reach out to the other coach just so that you can have some dialogue to understand where our young people are moving. I appreciate you doing that.
Sure.
Committee members, any questions for Coach? Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and hear. Yes, Mr. Dover?
Yes. This question is actually for Coach Goad.
Okay.
The personal conversations that you were having with him, did they all stem around athletics, or were you aware of anything that was going on at home that was bothering him?
No, we went down a lot of different directions in conversation. There were things going on at home. It was never conversation about his living arrangement. To be honest with you, most of the home conversation, Aiden has an older brother, and Aiden was had some things had occurred with his older brother, and Aiden was pretty upset about some situations there. And so we had lengthy conversations about that. And really, you know, the typical, you know, when you're attached to somebody like we are, and we spend the 2 years with them that we have, we're really emotionally trying to help young people. And that was the communication, was trying to, he did talk about how he was confused about some things and how he was upset about some things and felt like he really needed to step forward to help others, you know, meaning his family and his brother specifically.
So you were aware that there were issues at home?
Oh, yes, 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 okay. Absolutely.
Any other questions? Thank you again, Coach.
Is he currently coded as homeless by the school district?
Yes, if I could speak, I'm Hastings Jones. I'm the deputy academic officer, also athletic director for the district.
Have you been sworn in, sir?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Okay, very good then. Thank you. Go ahead.
We go through a lengthy process before we qualify a student for McKinney-Vento. We do have multiple schools and multiple zones. And it's my understanding the McKinney-Vento Act requires the state and local education agencies to remove barriers to the enrollment and retention of homeless children and youth in sports. Therefore, barriers to participation in sports, extracurricular activities, and all classes and school activities must be removed.
Yes, and we got that document, and we appreciate that. We have that document.
I'm advocating for Aiden. You know, we want to do what's best for all kids, and especially our kids that have challenges outside of the school setting. So I just wanted to let you know that it is a lengthy process that we go through before we qualify someone. We don't just take the word that, hey, this is what I'm doing, because we know that, unfortunately, in some places, things happen that they shouldn't happen. And I just want to give my two cents in on that.
Thank you.
So has he been coded as homeless?
Yes, ma'am, he is.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Copeland. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's hear from our district chair. If you would please identify yourself first.
Dustin Davison. I'm the principal at Canyon High School.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Tell me what the vote was.
The vote was 4-3 to rule him as ineligible, that he moved for athletic purposes.
All right. And talk to me a little bit about why that decision was made.
I think that, you know, some of the coaches felt that, that when a coach, you know, says that a student moves for athletic purposes, they, you know, that's kind of how it was with that intent, is that they saw that the coach had said, you know, that they move for athletic purposes.
Okay.
But other than that, there was not a lot of other discussion. There's questioning, but there wasn't a lot of discussion among the committee members in, you know, because it was via Zoom.
Okay. Did you hear anything different or in addition to the information you've heard today?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Basically the same information then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Committee members, any questions for our district chair at this time? Okay. Thank you, sir. That was easy. Appreciate
Thank
you. It. Thank you. Mom, if you'll come back to, let's see, we have a few more questions for you, and I'm sure some of the committee members might have some questions. Okay. I will start with, first of all, the conversation with Coach, of course, that's concerning to me, that other students are going to be playing ahead, concerned about playing position, things of that nature. So, Aiden, I need you to help me understand why that would be something that you would say concerning your time in the football program. Why would you say that there are other kids that are playing ahead of you and you want to go someplace that you can play?
Well, I really just said that because I was confused, I think. And then it always looked like they had favorites. That was really.
And who has favorites?
Kind of just all the position coaches.
Okay. You're talking about the coaching staff? Okay. Did you not feel like you were getting enough playing time at Hayes?
No.
Okay. You didn't feel that way? You didn't verbalize that? Okay. So did you feel like you were getting enough playing time?
Yeah.
Okay, we need you to answer because we need to make sure we get that on record.
Oh, yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. committee members, questions for Mom and Aiden?
Just have a general question. How far apart are the high schools?
I don't know. About 6 or 7 miles.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mom, this is your opportunity now to make any closing remarks and to address any information that you feel like needs some clarification. So take this time, go ahead and make your closing remarks.
I mean, all I can really say is like I said, the situation with like Coach Gold never did reach out to me. I never spoke to him since before this situation we're going through right now. But I don't know, my kid's a good kid and I don't think he needs to be penalized for our change of address. I mean, our change of residence, like it doesn't make any sense in this, you know, the situation is a personal thing and, you know, my kid has to go with me wherever I go. He's my child.
Okay. Aiden, do you have any closing remarks you'd like to make?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Committee members, anything else you'd like to ask the family? Okay. Well, Mom, we want to wish you the best of luck also in the future. And Aiden, the same with you. Whatever the decision is, we'd like for you to know that we want good things to happen for you and for your mom. And Mom, we appreciate the fact that you, you know, got a thumb on your son and know where he is and what he's doing. Okay. All right. We're at a point that we need to make a decision concerning Aiden's eligibility. And once again, we have an option to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, or we can deny the appeal. So we're asking at this point, all in favor of granting the appeal, would you please raise your right hand? Okay, we have Ms. Vogel. Let's see. Mr. Dover. Okay, that's 2 yes. And those all in favor of denying the appeal, would you raise your right hand if you would? Okay, that'd be Dr. Scott and myself. So Dr. Brideth, we do have a tie here at this point.
Let me get unmuted.
Okay.
And we're good. Yeah, that means the student remains ineligible because the committee did not have a majority vote to overturn the decision. The motion was made to grant him eligibility and that did not occur. So he remains ineligible at the school that he's at. He can always return to his previous school.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
Without any complications if he does that within 15 days. Okay. So that is a good option for you, Mom. I know it's makes it difficult, but he can return back to his original school without any penalty.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Brideth, for that clarification. I appreciate the information. Mom, best to you, best to Aiden. And that concludes item DD on our agenda. All right. Let's go to our items for new business. We have any new business, Dr. Brideth?
Madam Chair, we don't have any new business, but as you can see, we've had many cases. We have more tomorrow, and a different hearing group will be taking those on. I appreciate you all, Dr. Scott, Carla, and Darian. Thank you so much for giving up your time this morning. I know you've got plenty of things to do back at your school district, and to have a superintendent give us their time to do this most important thing. And Madam Chair, thank you for doing the difficult job of chairing this today. Great questions. You handle these cases with much grace, and I'm glad that you've done that. It is always helpful to me to know that when parents come before you, they're going to get treated fairly. They may not get what they want, but they're going to be heard, and you heard them today. So difficult decisions every time we do this. We trust our school people. We don't often go against the district committee, but sometimes we do, and you've done that today and for the right reasons. As an updated version of where we are, we did put out some new information on extending the grading period for all of our schools during this pandemic. Grades due after the first 6 weeks We've extended that an additional week to give you a little grace there. So you should have that in your inbox when you get done with this meeting. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact us. We have now gone through 5 weeks of football, five mm-hmm. weeks for the 4A down through 1A, and the first week for 5A, 6A. So far, so good. So keep your fingers crossed. We want to have full seasons in every activity. Even though we have some restrictions, we think our schools have done a magnificent job of dealing with the issues surrounding COVID. And this business continues on. We have people who want to gain eligibility when they've been previously denied. And by doing this on Zoom, we're able to do that without a lot of consternation. So I'm thankful for you for doing that this morning and looking forward to seeing you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Broadith, and thank you and the UIL staff for the great job that you have done and continue to do for us during this time, very challenging time for superintendents, athletic directors, and of course, athletics in general. So I appreciate you and the UIL staff for that. Committee members, great day today. Mr. Beasley, thank you. Appreciate your information. And Caroline, always do a wonderful job. The time is 11:44 and we will adjourn. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.